countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
As you travel around your county in your newfound freedom from lockdown, you notice the fields will be more alive now over the next few days, with bucking cattle enjoying their new freedom after being indoors for the winter. And next week, you'll be noticing inter-county footballers leaping for joy as well on the training fields as they get back to inter-county training. Among them, John Heslin in Westmeath. John, good morning.
Hi, Damien. How are things?
You'll be experiencing both this week. First of all, how did the herd test go yesterday on your dad's farm?
Yeah, we had a clear test, thank God. Certainly a nervous time of year. My heart goes out to anyone who has suffered from positive tests, but luckily we had a clear test.
That's great. So are the cattle, they're clear now to get out and onto the grass?
Yeah, they're out of grass now. We're looking forward to the warm weather forecast this week to help the grass grow.
Yeah. Has that been a bit of a problem? There's been a lot of frost. I met a man when I was talking to in the nursery earlier, giving out that he can't grow anything because of the frost. Is it the same with the grass?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just listening to Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue there, you know, he talks about our system and out of grass. And us farmers are trying to do our best, you know, but we're at the helm of the weather. And that's the way it's been this spring. It's certainly been a late spring, but we'll try and remain positive, obviously, because there are bigger issues out there at the moment.
Yeah, and all those reports I was talking about as well, is that a headache for farmers trying to navigate your way through all of those?
Look, I suppose it is, but it's the changing nature of agriculture. You know, there's more obstacles and more hurdles, and, you know, farmers are able to get through a lot of it, but they certainly need assistance and guidance. And, you know, by times farmers are getting more stressed and fed up with it. But look, that's the changing market. There are structures in place. You know, the minister mentioned a number of people who are doing a lot of work behind the scenes. And hopefully the industry can meet the demands of the consumer.
Yeah. Well, listen, John, I'm glad to hear that the herd test is just good to touch in with you to get a reflection of how farmers are feeling at this point. It's a lovely time of the year if you're a cattle farmer looking at the cattle all going out. But briefly as well, you're getting back training this week.
Back training. We have a clear test. We have three more cows to calve, and looking for if the GA season was this schedule every year, it would certainly suit the calving season. That's for sure.
All right. Well, hopefully it won't be, if you know what I mean, that we never have to go through this again. But listen, look forward to chatting to you, John. Best of luck in the league and the championship, and delighted to hear that the cattle passed the TB test. And like many farmers, you're letting the cattle back out to grass for a long, hopefully warm summer ahead. John Heslin, thanks very much indeed.